Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for fun with Melly. Thank you so much, Clay, for you're so cute. I'm like, here we go. I'm buckle up. Here we go. I'm so glad to be with you. Don't forget to hit the like button right now before we get started, because you know how we'll do, and I won't remember to tell you. Today, we're going to talk about the prosecutions that are happening now. The prosecutions have begun, and the CNN is flipping out. They don't know what to think, because they already, they're like, you're not really going to prosecute people, are you? He said, you're going to see what Todd Blanche said to CNN. So very, very exciting. Number two, we're going to talk about Hollywood was exposed with the death of this beautiful 36-year-old woman, and she spilled it. You've got to hear this. You've got to share this. Okay. So I'm going to be putting the links in the chat for you guys to share, because that's our job, right? That's how we're part of the battalion, the Freedom Force Battalion and President Trump's battalion, because we are sharing this information, not just learning it. We're sharing it. And then there's a really interesting 10 Commandments argument that the governor of Texas brought out, and I want you to hear it, because this is something really good when you talk to people or when you share this information. I think it's really great, because it's comparing Islam to Christianity, so it's really important. I think that's, you really like that. And also a really cool find about making Iran great again. So let's get started. Yeah. And it was something about in Lindsay. Anyway, I'll show you when we get there. So if you're new here, definitely make sure you hit the like, make sure you share and subscribe, make sure your bell is rung. And here is my website right here, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, or you can get there from typing in melissaredpill.com. And so you'll find all kinds of goodies over there. I've got tons of videos about how this is biblical. I've got biblical astronomy. I've got over there about Trump's lineage. I have 1,000 videos over there. It's a lot on end times, a lot on bringing down this cabal, which is the Antichrist. This is the Battle of Armageddon, newsflash. And also about my books on that very thing. I know that's different from what most people have thought, but that is the wonderful truth. We are defeating them right now. That's why it's been so nuts. Here is the information on the end times. Go to that page and you'll learn more about it. And something to really, lots of information to think about. And also the audiobooks are right here, so you can listen to me for 24 hours. But it's really great as you read along in your book, you can listen to me and how it's in my head. And then also here are all of our social media. So join with us on all of those. Okay, y'all ready? Buckle up. Here we go. So the first thing, before we even start, I know I'm like, I've got to show you this cute thing from our president. And he's so hilarious. He had this wonderful lifeguard in the White House with him. And he was, you know, applauding this young man. He's saying what a great hero he is. So check this out. He's a real hero. President Trump was talking about this wonderful lifeguard, Ryder Williams, saying the young boy's life was in dangerous waters, saving him from these dangerous waters. He says, I don't know if I'd do it. I don't know that President Trump is, I don't know if he's strong enough to pull this guy out. Because, yeah, this young man, it was a lot. It took a lot of strength to get to overcome the waves and to not lose hold of that little boy. He says, I wouldn't probably. He's so funny. He says, you're lucky I wasn't in service that day. Check it out.
To see something like this happen, he's a real hero. You know, when you see that, I don't know if I'd do it. I wouldn't probably. You're lucky I wasn't on the service that day. I don't know. But no, he's a real hero. It's an amazing thing. And he is a real lucky guy. I see something like this happen.
Yeah, he's a lucky guy. He's a lucky guy. And then what President Trump said after that was, God was watching out for you. Check this out.
God was watching you, right?
Yeah.
Great. Go ahead, please.
Beautiful. God was watching you, and your little boy says, right. And then, of course, you guys already saw the one that he was telling him, quiet, quiet. If you haven't seen that one, that one's pinned on the top of my Melissa Red Pill X account. He was not having it. You know, you've got these children and here, and you've got these reporters who are completely rude, just obnoxious. And then he calls him out. He says, how can you do this in front of this kid? You know, anyway, yeah, that was something else. So it was President Trump, the great, the one, the only. All right, so here we go with what's going on with Todd Blanche, our wonderful new attorney general. And so Kristen Welker with CNN is flipping out because she is not expecting, you know, anyone to be held to an account. How many times have your friends and family and all the people on the internet said, no one's ever going to be held accountable. Fauci will never be held accountable. Hillary will never be held accountable. Soros and all the rest of it. And so we're saying no. I say nay. The Bible says they're going to be held accountable, so they will be held accountable. The Lord's word is what is held up. Everybody else, like the Bible says, everyone else can be a liar, but the Lord is true, right? Anyway, so she is like, you really wouldn't hold these people accountable, would you? It's kind of what she's saying. So that's what I want you to hear as she is talking to him, and I want you to hear his reaction, because she's there as the reporter for CNN, not to really report the news, but to spread disinformation and to guide a popular opinion so that people are like, no, we don't want, you know, we no one will ever get prosecuted. Nah. Right. And so people just say, well, oh, well, it's just we'll have to just live with it. So, no, we're not shoving this under the rug. We're not letting these people go. And listen to what Todd Blanche had to say.
Used to be President Trump's former personal defense attorney. Can you pledge that the Justice Department will always act independently of the White House?
Well, there's a big difference between saying we will always do our job and investigate any case and act independently of the White House. No, I'm not going to pledge that. And no attorney general should ever pledge that. The president, I mean, if I were to pledge I will be independent of the White House, what that means is that if President Trump says, I want the Department of Justice to go after every violent criminal in this country, which is what he has said, what you're saying to me is I just say, no, sir, not going to do it. So I will act with integrity. Our prosecutors will act with integrity. We will prosecute without fear or any sort of favor. And that's exactly what we've been doing. And that's what every Department of Justice should do.
Well, I guess big picture, if the president asks you to do something that you feel crosses an ethical or legal line, would you do it?
The president will never ask me to do something unethical or legal or illegal. He never has. He never will. And no, I swore to the Constitution of the United States, like every cabinet secretary has done and like every attorney general before me has done. And so this narrative that's mostly pushed by the left and pushed by the media, that the president's going to pull me aside and ask me to do something illegal, is completely a false narrative, not true, will not happen, and hasn't happened.
Okay, of course, of course. But I want you to read between the lines. What is her issue? Is she really concerned that he's going to be doing malicious prosecutions, which we know the former administration did? No, she's not concerned about that. What she's concerned about, let's just be honest, let's read between the lines. She's concerned that he's going to hold people accountable who have done crimes. And if you remember the famous line by James Comey, the former FBI director, no prosecutor would bring such a case. In other words, no one would ever do it because it would never be held to an account. So no prosecutor would bring the case. If you don't believe you can get a guilty verdict, you're not, as a prosecutor, you're not supposed to bring the case because it's just a waste of time and effort. But the point is, he knows he will bring these cases and they will hold up to scrutiny and they will be held accountable. And this is why President Trump last week called Todd Blanche a legend. that he's going to be a legend. And they know it. They know it. And that's why they're flipping out. And that's why Kristen Welker is like, you're really not going to do that, are you? Yes, he is. And what is she supposed to say? You know, basically, you don't want to hold accountable any of the powerful people, right? We don't care about the little guy. We just don't want you to hold accountable any of the big guys. The ones who, who have the big names and the big power and the big money and the big CEOs. Nope. Everyone who's done a crime will be held to account. And I'm going to show you some really great verses from the Bible that will prove that to you also. So today, this Morons creep, who was basically the right-hand man of Fauci, pleaded guilty. Did you guys know that? He pleaded guilty today, the 18th of August, 2026. He pleaded guilty. Finally, check this out. Finally happened today. And here they're going to tell you what he pleaded guilty to.
A former senior advisor at Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, he's facing charges now for allegedly attempting to hide federal records during the COVID pandemic. His name is David Morons. You actually referred him to the DOJ for criminal prosecution in 2024. What's your reaction to all this, quickly?
I'd say it's about time. He was a top lieutenant to Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci has denied really having a connection to him, but they worked together for 20 years. So there really are some questions about whether or not Morons' illegal activity also may have involved others at NIH. Yeah. There are two unnamed.
They said there are more. It's not just him. It was today that he realized they had the goods on him. There was nothing he could do but plead guilty. And so, maybe they... that if you just go ahead and plead guilty, then we'll, cut some time. I don't know the kind of deal, whatever. I mean, he's not getting off scot-free. He's, maybe a few years off. I don't know. The man's 100 years old, so I don't know what good's it going to do. But the point is, this is the beginning of these prosecutions. And they said it wouldn't happen, and that was wrong. They are being prosecuted. This is the right next to Fauci, and he hid all this information, and that's what people died, because they hid all this information. Anthony's former senior advisor, David Morons, just pled guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States, really to defraud the American people of the knowledge they needed to protect their lives and the lives of their loved ones. He was one of the key figures burying COVID records to avoid Freedom of Information Act requests and was referred to the DOJ by Rand Paul. Thank you, Rand Paul. He agrees to plead guilty. You see, it's right here. Is it dated? It's not on here, this one. But anyway, it says he pleaded guilty to count one of the indictment, which charges the defendant with conspiracy to commit offenses and to defraud the United States in violation 18 U.S.C. Section 371. He then emailed co-conspirator Ant 1 and co-conspirator 2, which they don't name them, but I'm thinking that's going to be Fauci. I'm just guessing. Okay. Stating, this is sent from my Gmail account. Please send all replies here to Gmail, blah, blah, blah. There are things I can't say except that senior NIAID official is aware, and I have learned that there are ongoing efforts within NIH to steer through this with minimal damage to you, co-conspirator one and colleagues, and to NIH and NIAID. We're trying to keep everybody out of hot water. So yay, everybody, is everybody happy? Don't forget to hit the thumbs up in the chat and also on this video, because this is great news, because we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for these people to be held to an account. And so I want everyone to dance. Get up from your chair and dance. It's very exciting. All right, so here is a video, a text that was just exposed by our wonderful Senator Ron Johnson. And here it says, I'm corrected on pregnancy studies. Initial studies avoid vaccination in first trimester due to possible fever and high rates of miscarriage in the first trimester. This is from Dr. John Mascola to Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is the second smoking gun text. He knew, they knew, they all knew, they're all in hot water. And that's what Morons was trying to hide. That's why he just pled guilty for hiding this truth, hiding the information that they had long, long ago. And people died from it. And the miscarriages, the babies died. It's just pure evil. And they will pay, and pay. And their names will go down in history as just pure evil. Pure evil. So I'm very, very thankful. The thing I want you to also see is on our new attorney general, Todd Blanche said this: there are 170,000 prosecutions. Did you know that? 17, right? 17000 or whatever, all the zeros. 170,000 prosecutions. But nothing is happening. If anybody says that, just laugh. Just laugh, and you're like, okay, whatever. You are clearly not in the know. Check this out.
Since the beginning of President Trump's administration, the Department of Justice has moved at lightning speed. We have charged 170,000 criminals in this country. And just to put that in perspective, that's 50,000 more than the last administration did over the same time period.
That's amazing. Amazing. Already in this administration. So, so exciting. We're ready to see all these people. And you know what? They just announced today that the temporary protective status is over, and that the judge had to rescind his attempt to block this from happening. And now I should go get the laundry list. There's a list of like 12 countries that they no longer have this temporary protective status, and they have to go. They have to go back. So, you know, this is our country. This is temporary means temporary. That's what temporary means, right? All right. So now I want you to see, these are some of the videos we just did the other day. This, the four huge wins that I'm telling you, the cabal is reeling at all the winning that we're doing and how they're losing. So definitely check into that one. Trump clues, four huge wins. And also you'll see about the uranium news right here on this one. Trump clues that I'm blasting. It is about, called Soros and Bessent Link, Trump and Uranium One. I just did that one on Saturday. So much winning. So keep up with all the winning. It's very good news. You might never hear about it, but you will hear it on melissaredpill.com. All right. So this is very important to know. I don't know if you guys knew about this, but you know, this whole issue with Fauci is real. This whole issue with these jabs has been causing damage and mayhem in our country for years. And most people have been unaware of why they've had all these health issues. And like even RFK, brilliant RFK Jr., brilliant, did not put it together that his injury to his voice is because of a flu shot. Check this out. Did you guys know that? Did y'all see that? This is the kind of stuff I post all the time. I want to make sure you follow me over on Melissa Red Pill over on X. Check this out.
A neurological injury in 1996 when I was 42 years old. And it's called spasmodic dystonia. And I never, you know, I never knew what happened. The doctors would ask me, did you have a trauma? And then about 3 years ago, I was litigating against the flu vaccine. I was preparing a complaint against all the companies that made.
I know it's so hard to understand him. It's hard to hear, but he said he was litigating against the flu vaccine. Okay, check this out. That's what he was litigating. That's his whole case. He was litigating against them, and he was doing all the research, getting everything together so he could do this, try this case. And then
flu vaccines, certain kind of flu vaccines. And I had to, for the first time, look at all the list of side effects that are on the manufacturer's inserts. And this disease, spasmodic dystonia, was one of the top injuries.
Did you hear that? I know it was so hard to hear. The last part, he says, on the insert, it said that was like the number one thing that could potentially happen if you took that jab, the flu jab. I'll play it one more time.
This disease, spasmodic dystonia, was one of the top injuries.
He's calling it dysphonia. Bottom line, why he has such a hard time speaking. And he has to deal with this every day of his life. I know he does some things to try to mitigate it, but this is an ongoing injury he hasn't been able to be healed from. And I'm telling you, the man he's as healthy as a horse, but he's not been able to solve this. Now, I'm just going to say right now that I bet he could go to prescribinglife.com. I think it's over on my health page. Let me just look. I think if you scroll down on freedomforce.live/health, if you scroll all the way down, you'll see Stop the Pain and Nerve Therapy. I bet you that could help him. I've seen so many things. I've seen people with literally not being able to get out of the bed except for 1 hour a day, and they can now walk like and go. They're up and at them every day. It's amazing. I've seen amazing. And my mom, as you guys know that story, but my mom was on 4 opioids a day, and now she's completely off of these opioids. It's amazing. So I really, if you have any pain or any weird thing, you're like, I wonder if I can fix this. I bet you go have a telemed with prescribinglife.com, and I bet you can fix it. This right here, if you know someone who's struggling like with their cycle and they cannot stop the bleeding, check these out. Lady's Mantle and Shepherd's Purse. Check those out. Check those out, because it's absolutely amazing. I knew of a woman who was healed like literally within an hour. She's like, I feel myself drying up, like the woman with the issue of blood in the Bible. Yeah, all of these. I know someone who's really doing so much better using the methylene blue. I really do. This is a wonderful treatment to stave off Alzheimer's. Okay, check this one. This is a terrific one. Go to freedomforce.live/blue. And I think that, RFK is taking that. And so I think he's trying to, use it for his dysphonia. I'm sure it's helping to a certain extent, but it is for nerve therapy. So many of the issues that we have are nerve related, because our nerves are sending signals all the time. And what they've done to us in so many ways, a lot of it was because of the toxins, makes our nerves not send the right signals. So I really would encourage you to do the foreign protein cleanse right here. I would really encourage you to do the detox that detoxes the heavy metals, because those heavy metals are affecting the nerves. Is imagine if you've got static, it's causing like static in your body. And so you need to purge that out of your system, get it where it makes it into like a little protective shell, and it really removes it out of your body. It's amazing. And so very much worth it, because we're all getting bombarded daily with all this coming down us on the sky still. Also, of course, you know about the CD. A lot of you, I think all of you are using this one. This is it's got toothpaste, mouthwash, and wound care. You've got to get the wound care. You've got to get that. It's really amazing. And the nasal spray, love, love, love it. So definitely get that if you haven't already. And then the silver solution, that will keep you from having fungus and mold in your body and this bacteria in your body. It's the nature's antibiotic. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And you can drink as much as you want, because it totally matches your pH in your body. And of course, the probiotics always tell. Anyway, check out the health page. I've got videos on all that over there. And so, I'm so thankful for RFK and how all that he's doing. I think that likely because of what he suffered, the injury that he suffered, that's made him even more energized to push and push hard to stop these people. Trust RFK and President Trump. They are doing everything in the world. President Trump has been against the jab for years. He just said that he didn't have all these jabs, and he only had some of these on a very delayed schedule, so they weren't putting enough like a Coke can into these little children's bodies. So definitely check into that. Now, this is what just came out. Her name is Hayden Panettiere. She just died. She's only 36 years old. And there's a video that I can show to you. Here's the whole, I'll share the whole link so you can have the whole thing. I'll just say Hayden. And so here is her the clip from this whole video where she's telling about what they did on this yacht that she went out on. Now, she was a child star on Remember the Titans. And so she was in this loop, always in this Hollywood group. Well, she went, I think she was 18, out on a yacht, and she had no power, no control over her situation. And here is her story. It's chilling
to see. And it was that that moment shook me and was shocking. And I was quite literally walked down, and I had been having a great time. There was no hints of anything like that happening. So it took me, I was shocked. It took me by surprise. And it was somebody led by somebody that I had grown to trust and see as a protector and somebody who had my back, and to be walked down, you know, down the stairs. And it was as like a surprise, presented as though it was like a surprise. And it was this very small room, and she physically put me in the bed next to this undressed man who was very famous, and had his hands like this, like this was just, you know, an average day for him. This is something that happens all the time. And I waited for her to leave. And I mean, that lion in me, that fire in me, my hair stood on end, and I became ferocious. I was like, this is not happening. But I had nowhere to hide. And I bolted, and I hid wherever I could think of to hide on a boat. There was no jumping off and swimming away, and there was nobody who was going to, I realized that there was nobody who was going to be empathetic to my situation. That,
how awful. It's awful. So it was some British rock star, I don't know the name of this person, but she revealed this on this video. And it was like a couple hours long video, but it put, in my opinion, it put her in danger. It put her in danger. Now, what I always hope is when something like this happens, especially with someone who's exposed this, is that she's gone under witness protection. I hope and pray that she has, because she needed to be protected. We already know from the board that various ones like Diana, Princess Diana, were put in protective custody. I believe the same thing with JFK. Maybe she is too. You know, anyway, I'll get to Lindsay here in a minute, because that's another one. You know, it is dangerous to expose these people. You know, it's one thing for us to do it because we're the little minions, but she has a huge following. And, you know, each of us have taken a lot of grief, but, you know, it was dangerous for her to say this. Very dangerous. She just put out her memoir. Who puts out a memoir when they're 36 years old? And, you know, what it hopefully kind of leads me to go, maybe she was doing this and then going under protective custody. Maybe. I hope so. Don't you guys hope so? And so these people have to be exposed. So definitely, okay, I'm going to grab this link. Okay, I just shared that link. So definitely share that one of Hayden Panettiere, okay? So this is what we've known for a very, very long time. But this is, I think, you know, if they did harm her, whatever happened, since she has died, this, I know, has really gone viral. And so let's help to keep it out there, because people need to understand this group in Hollywood's got to go. They have to be prosecuted for their crimes against people. All right, so next I have this very interesting post. President Trump posted this same post right after Lindsay died, okay? And so he's talking about this hat. And he says, oh, check out the hat. Well, when President Trump tells us to check something out, we need to check it out, right? And so MJ did. So thank you, MJ Truth, for doing this. So here is a picture of the original emblem of Iran. Now, they have the new flag, which is these two swords that are crossed or whatever. But that's and a lion, whatever. But it's not the same as this one right here. This is... before I say something wrong, let me just go ahead and grab this. Iran flag. Okay, forget the lion. I said that wrong. Okay, forget that. Scratch that. Here is the picture. So it's like two swords that form an eagle or something. I don't know. I don't know. It kind of looks like a swords that make an owl. I don't know what it's supposed to be. Either way, that's what it is. But that is not the flag that the people of Iran, the good people of Iran, who are under the control of the IRGC / New World Order, that's not the flag that they believe represents them. That is the flag of the IRGC. That is the flag of the New World Order, okay, who has taken over, hijacked their country. All right, so let me see. Go back to this one. I think it's right here. Okay, so their emblem is this lion with this sun behind it. And it's an ancient, ancient culture, the Persian culture. This is, goes back all the way to, you know, the Persian Empire. And so they have a very strong sense of their history and their national pride. And so President Trump says to look at, check out the hat. So if you look very closely, I know it's very small, but here is a picture of the hat that Lindsey is wearing. Let me say, go back to where he's wearing this hat. It says, "Make Iran Great Again." Now, I'll tell you this, it sounds like he's been dogging on Iran all this time. Oh, you know, we need to attack Iran and all that. But he's wearing a Make Iran Great Again hat as if he to say, make the Iranian people, set them free so they can be great again, their country can be great again, and out from under the boot of the IRGC New World Order, right? That's what it is. And so we've also heard from the board that he was set free from No Name. If you don't know who No Name is, it's McCain. He was, they said they never say his name because they just, he was so evil. And so he, you know, imagine being in this position as a senator and you're under the boot, under the thumb of this evil senator. And so you have to pretty much do what they say. And so he goes over there under potentially duress, I don't know. And so he is saying, you know, to go and attack Iran. Well, he, under President Trump, he was set free. That's what we were told on the board. And so he's wearing this Make Iran Great Again hat. And it has this yellow emblem of the true Persian flag, the true emblem of the Iranian people. So there you go. There you go. I will tell you, my dear friend who is Persian, wonderful, wonderful, so, so wonderful. It's a wonderful lady. I'm just crazy, crazy, crazy about her. She says that, you know, most people in America don't know how to say Iran. It's not Iran. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not running. It's Iran. So anyway, whatever. I think that was cute. But anyway, I just want you to see that. Check out the hat. I think this is what he's pointing to. This is the original emblem. Make Iran great again. Set them free so they can go back to their roots and get out from under this cabal. And that's what President Trump is doing. With now saying he's going controlling the Hormuz Strait. It's now part of U.S. territory. Well, it really is because he's controlling it. So, and all right. So here is where President Trump and Lindsey were together in this picture, holding this hat with that little emblem on it. Check out the hat. All right. So before I go on, I just wanted you to see, don't you think this is weird? It's like, why are we bringing up Lindsey now? Okay. He died. We had the funeral. You posted it at the time of the funeral, but that's been, you know, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. It just seems out of place to be bringing up Lindsey Graham at this point. And so, but it's really, he's wanting to point out the hat. I really think, you know, anyway, what do you guys think? Tell me in the chat what you think. I think that's what he's really pointing to. All right, so the next thing is this, these legal arguments. Oh, you've got to hear this. Very important. It'll help you to get your head around what is the crux of the issue with arguing about this foot washing and in the airports, and what is the real issue here. So listen to what he has to say, and I think because he argued the case about putting the Ten Commandments into the school and on the actually not in the schools but on the monument on the Texas Capitol grounds, and he won. And this is how he won, by this argument right here. Check this out right here.
Second, let's go back. To be clear, I personally argued the Ten Commandments case of a monument on the Texas Capitol grounds to the United States Supreme Court and won, mm-hmm. By making clear that the Ten Commandments were part of the legal system and traditions of the state of Texas from our beginning to who we are today. And we are just teaching components of what made Texas history what it is by the Ten Commandments, such as thou shalt not kill and other principles like that, whereas these other religious faiths, they don't have the same application over the course of the history of the state of Texas, and hence do not need to be recognized either in our schools or on the Texas Capitol ground.
Okay, so important. Okay, are y'all with me? He is saying our foundational principles are on the Ten Commandments. The foundational principles of our country and the foundational principles of Texas are on the Ten Commandments, not on any other religion, not on Buddhism, not on Islam, not on any of these other religions. It's on the Ten Commandments. And that is what, that is why we have the right to put this on our grounds. This is not the first day at the fair. We've been doing this for a long, long time. In our country, 250 years, and even before that. But as even from the inception of our country, even from the inception of the state of Texas. So that is really at the root of it, at the heart of it, and that was the heart of his argument before the Supreme Court. So continue.
Like other religions,
are you advocating that that existing foot washing station get pulled out?
So both for any proposed or any existing facilities like that are simply unconstitutional and illegal. Let me explain what I did here as well as what I've done before, and that is any Muslim-only location like this or any Muslim-only event in the state of Texas, we've shut down. You cannot have a Muslim-only washing station in an airport. You can, and before that, shut down a Muslim-only event in Grand Prairie, a Muslim-only event at school districts in various regions across the state of Texas, because that is very simply illegal. One factor weighing in here with the airport, and that is there are two different parts of an airport, one of which is governed by our local cities, the other which is governed by the federal government here by Secretary Duffy.
Okay, so I want to make sure that you understand what he's talking about there. Go to an airport, and when you are on this side of the TSA, the outside of the TSA, that is the state's territory. Once you cross the TSA line, now you're in federal territory, and their rules apply. So isn't that interesting? Just by crossing this little line, now you are under a different jurisdiction. Kind of similar to when you cross over into, you know, a little line that you go into Mexico, or, you know, now you're in America or whatever. But you are at an airport, you are moving from the state jurisdiction, for example, of Texas, into the federal jurisdiction. Okay, so as far as, you know, he said this is illegal to have something for one religion over another. That's what, if I understand what he's saying, you know, this foot washing place, and he says they're unconstitutional and they will be removed. Okay. And someone was saying, well, but then they'll be, you know, washing their feet in the sink, and they'll be making it slippery on the floor. Well, then you'll have to control that with the law, with some other way, because that's not the reason that you choose to do one thing or another, is because, you know, the floors will get slippery. If you have to go with the Constitution, either way, you know, it's slippery floors or no. So anyway, and that everyone has to come into compliance. The whole point about coming into America is that you have to assimilate. You go into China, you're going to have to assimilate. If you go into XYZ country, you're going to have to assimilate. All right. So isn't this helpful? Isn't this helpful? I really appreciate the argument that he's saying, the legal argument, and how he's making it so, you know, easy to understand. It's not a bunch of legal jargon that, yeah, we don't, might not get.
If it is, before you get to the TSA check-in, that's governed by the city, and the state of Texas is going to crack down and eliminate funding for that city if they don't comply with the standard that I've articulated. Once a passenger gets inside the TSA checkpoint, that is then governed by the federal government, and is subject to Secretary Duffy to make sure that they too crack down on and eliminate these washing centers, because they are in violation of the United States Constitution.
Okay. You've argued also
they are in violation of the Constitution. Okay, because they are, I think the reason is that they're putting one religion over another. And I mean, where does it end? Do you have something for every religion in the world? I mean, it'll never end. Okay, check this out.
So that government neutrality toward religion shouldn't mean eliminating religious expression. That was an argument that you made during the Ten Commandments in Classrooms debate. Is there an argument here that applies to that? And I ask because there's a conservative activist, Ryan Fournier, who wrote in the New York Post, or was quoted rather, this isn't about pushing an ideology, it's basic airport management. People washing their feet in standard bathroom sinks creates soaked, slippery floors and breaks the counters. Low-level voodoo basins keep the restrooms dry and...
Okay. So, yeah, so then they go into all that. But I just wanted you to mainly see this argument at the beginning where he was saying that it goes back to the foundation of our country and the foundation of our state. And that is why we are able to put the Ten Commandments into the classroom, the Ten Commandments into the monuments on our state grounds. Okay. So that, I hope that's helpful for, I know it's helpful for me. Hopefully it's helpful for you as you are sharing these things and posting them online. So I will make sure that you have the copy of that too. So you can, if you want to have that to share, I'll just say Texas Governor. Okay. Grab that and share it. And go back and listen. Maybe even find them where you can listen to more. All right. Now, as I said, I was going to show you some wonderful passages in God's Word about how these people will be held to account. And I say nay if someone says that they are not going to be held to an account. They will be. There's no doubt about it. This is biblical. They will be held to account. Maybe, in the past they have not, but this is finally the time. If you're not familiar with what is she talking about, why does she think now is so special? And I will say it's because this is the Great Awakening. And you've got to go to see my video on the End Times page right here, End Times Intro. I will, explain why this is the end times for them, why this is the Great Awakening of humanity. We all awaken to realize who we're fighting against. We're fighting against these Hollyweird people. These people who think that they can get away with all these crimes against people and no one's going to hold them to an account. The reason why CNN thinks, you're not really going to do this, are you? You're not really going to nail people to the wall, are you? Yeah, we will. Yes, we will. All right, so if you scroll down to my very first page, you can find it from freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, either one. When you scroll there, you will see this is the sign of the Son of Man. This is also called the woman in labor. And this happened September 23rd, 2017. I've talked about it many times. It's over on my videos page. But basically, and those of you who are Catholic, you remember this passage, Revelation 12, 1 and 2, from the rosary. There was a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. This is the sign in the heavens that this is it. This is a sign that this is it. 1 month after this, 17 started posting. Hello. And then we started waking up, finding out all the things that we did not know before. So here is what it says in Malachi. I love me some Malachi. Now this is, I had this all in the book, The Golden Age. I got the chapter called The Golden Age of Justice. I also got The Golden Age of Truth and The Golden Age of Abundance and The Golden Age of Health and all these wonderful things. But it's The Golden Age of Justice talks about this in Malachi chapter 4. The Lord of Heaven's army says the day of judgment is coming. It's burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They will be consumed, roots, branches, and all. How about that for a verse? Put that on your refrigerator. I love that one. I love that one. They will be burned up. All these ones who are the Hollyweird ones. So it shocks the system to think that they can get away with this. All these ones who have lied about the jab and people died. They're wicked. It's the wicked. The Bible talks again and again and again and again about the righteous and the wicked. There's only two buckets. And someone might be, they might even be a Buddhist, to be honest. They just don't really know all the details, but they're righteous in their heart. He talks about this in Romans chapter 2. That there are those who are doing what's right in their heart, and that those, whether they have the understanding of all the information about Jesus or not, the Lord can look past all of that. A lot of people have been deceived. Every one of us has been deceived to a certain extent or another. There's the righteous and the wicked. Just because someone's deceived doesn't mean they're wicked. The wicked are those who intentionally harm humanity. Those who think they can get away with just going on a boat and then they can do anything they want. No, you can't. Because look at what Malachi chapter 4 says. The day of judgment is coming. It's coming for you, Fauci. It's coming for you, Morons. The day of judgment is here. The day of judgment is coming for all of you people who have intentionally done this to harm children. You'll be sorry. It's burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant The ones who thought they could get away with anything. That Welker person, she's speaking on behalf of the cabal. You're not really going to do justice, are you? Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am. The wicked will be burned up like straw. They'll be consumed. Roots, branches, and all. Okay, everybody, say it with me. If anyone says that they're not going to be held to an account, I say nay. Say it on the chat, everybody. I say nay. They shall be punished. They will be consumed. Roots, branches, and all. I say nay. I don't know where I got that. Some kind of movie. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture. I'm telling you, we're going to have the healing. RFK will have the healing on his throat. We are going to have the healing, and a lot of it can be done on my health page. A lot of it. I'm seeing people getting healed right and left. But we're going to, all of us will skip like little calves let out to pasture. We will, the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus himself, will rise with healing in his wings. On that day when I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Oh, I love that. They're dust under our feet. They're the wicked. They're dust under our feet. We're exposing them. That's what we do on the Freedom Force Battalion, right, you guys? Now, I love that songbird. I say nay. Thanks, King Watts. Thanks, Born Again B. Or you said Nat. Oh, you got to say nay. Lady Rumble 60, I say nay. SRG 7, I say nay. D Lunny, I say nay. There you go, Born Again B. I say nat, not nat, but nay. Love this. Isn't that awesome? This is what we're experiencing. Enjoy the show. They're going to be removed from the earth. The Bible says we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. They'll be gone. Roots, branches, and all. Into the pit. Remember to obey the law of Moses, my servant, all the decrees and regulations I gave him on Mount Sinai. All right, so I'm not going to read any more of that one, but that is Malachi chapter 4, and that's in this book. And Golden Age, the Golden Age. So definitely check into that. And if you've already read it, everybody who reads it is like, I love it. Thank you so much, M.S. Jacobs, for loving my books. But I was so thankful to be able to put them out there. Definitely go and put out a review on it so people can see the good news. There's so much bad news, but not here. Someone was saying that they were getting really all sidetracked. I'm like, more Melly, less fake news, and listen to more Melly, because I'm just can't tell the bad news of the kingdom. I have to tell the good news of the kingdom. Anyway, this one is the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That is the book about the true decode of Revelation. If you want to know the truth about Revelation, finally, it's right here. It's right smack dab right here. Also, the major clues for minor prophets. Those books of Amos and Obadiah and Nahum and Zephaniah and Zechariah. Like, what are these guys talking about? You will love it. And you can go to Melissa Redpill and listen to the audiobook too. You will love, love, love it. Don't forget to put the review out there. So I'm going to grab that link and pop it in there. So this is another passage. This is from Isaiah. Listen to this. Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. Call an army up against Babylon. Who is this Babylon? It's the New World Order. That's who we're talking about. That's who we're fighting right now. We are this army that was being talked about in Isaiah chapter, Isaiah chapter 13. That is us. We are the end times army. Now, there's been an army advancing for many, many years, but this is we're the army of Armageddon. We are the Armageddon army. We are the ones out there, the foot soldiers who are out here fighting, fight, fight, fight every day. So here's, I'm going to pop this in here. It's in the book. So you're going to grab that. You'll love it. You'll be so happy to know the wonderful truth, the end times for them. All right. So wave your hand to encourage them as they march into the palaces of the high and mighty. We're marching in there because we're running the show now. We're doing all these things and you can't stop us. We have RFK is now the HHS secretary. Health and Human Services. We're having Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of War. We're having Rubio as the Secretary of State. We're having, of course, our wonderful president as the president. We adore him. All these wonderful, like Besant is now the Secretary of the Treasury. They're marching into these high places. Wave your hands. We're waving. We're so thankful. We're waving to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that these righteous people are ruling. Thank you, Lord, that you've raised us up to be able to share this information. Isn't this amazing? I, the Lord, have dedicated these soldiers for this task. Yes, I've called mighty warriors to express my anger, and they will rejoice when I am exalted. They will rejoice when the truth is exalted, like Todd Blanche, our attorney general. He's raising up the truth. He's exalting the truth. He's exalting justice in the land. We'll rejoice at that. What a day of rejoicing. These mighty, mighty warriors, we're rejoicing. Hear the noise on the mountains. Listen as the vast armies march. It's the noise and shouting of many nations. The Lord of Heaven's armies has called this army together. Didn't he, though? Do you guys remember when the Lord first tapped you on the shoulder and says, wake up now. Wake up. It's time to get busy. I've got a job for you. You've got to fight, fight, fight. And you have been in this fight. And many of you in the Freedom Force Battalion since the very beginning. We've been in here fighting day after day after day. It's all record. It's all recorded in the Lord's books and also on all of our social media. We've been in here fighting every day. The Lord of Heaven's armies called this army together. They came from distant countries, from beyond the farthest horizons. They are the Lord's weapons to carry out his anger. With them, he will destroy the whole land, the whole evildoer land, the whole group of wicked. That's what it's talking about. Scream in terror, for the day of the Lord has arrived, the time for the Almighty to destroy. Every arm is paralyzed. Every heart melts and the people are terrified. It's not you and me terrified. No. We're not terrified. It's them. They're terrified. Look what it says. Pangs of anguish grip them like those of a woman in labor. What? A woman in labor? Weren't we just talking about a woman in labor right here? Weren't we just talking about that? The woman in labor from Revelation chapter 12, 1 and 2. This woman who's birthing the kingdom on earth. That's us. We're birthing this baby. We're birthing this baby. They don't like it, but we're birthing this baby. They thought it was the day of their victory over us. They were wrong. It's our day of victory over them. They are terrified. Their arm is paralyzed with fear. Their hearts are melting, and they're terrified. They have pangs of anguish that have gripped them like a woman in labor. Like, oh, no, we're going down. We're melting. They look helplessly at one another, their faces aflame with fear. I have a whole chapter in this book, The End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. I have a whole chapter on the woman in labor. It's mentioned 18 times in the Old Testament. I love this book. So thankful for the Minor Prophets. See, the day of the Lord is coming, the terrible day of his fury and fierce anger. The land will be made desolate and all the wicked, all the sinners, destroyed with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me some love, you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, and praise the Lord. I mean, any of that. Yes, they're dust under our feet. Yes, Kirby, I love it. I love it. I'm so, so thankful. Every time I read these passages, it just pumps me up. So definitely, if you've read the books, go back and listen to them again, because they will really pump you up. They really, really do. So when you go to the, actually, you can listen to to the studies that we have done. You get the book on here. I'll show you how you do that right down here. And you get the study guide, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners, the study guide, and also the one for the Minor Prophets. Do the study guide, and then you can get the answer key, but first do without the answer key. And then you can listen, go through the videos one after another. We have 28 videos on the End Times study. We have 22 videos on the Minor Prophets. So there are 22 Minor Prophets that we've covered them all on that book. And then you go to, actually, let me do this real quick. When you go to my, to the page here about the audiobooks, you can listen to them right here. And actually there's a special that if you buy three, you get one free. So right here. So definitely check into that right there. I'll pop this video, this link over onto the chat. Okay. There's the audiobooks right there. I think that's everything I had to show you. I think that's it. I got excited. I hope you had fun. I hope you are excited about prosecutions have begun and the exposure of the evildoers. And it's just keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. You are the Armageddon army. If anyone says they aren't going to be prosecuted, what are we going to say? I say nay. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We praise you that this is your day of justice. It's burning like a hot furnace. Nothing can stop what is coming because this is your day of judgment. Thank you that you've given us the signs in the heavens, the signs on the earth. We're seeing this happen. Thank you, Lord. We're rejoicing as we see them marching into the positions of authority so that the evildoers will be brought to justice like Morons. Thank you, Lord. We're ready to see them all brought to justice. Every day we're going to see more and more. We rejoice and we just praise you. And thank you that you are true. Every man can be a liar, but you are true. Your word will stand. The earth may just fall apart, and we know it will after the 1,000 years of peace. It'll turn into the heaven on earth. But your word, the flowers of the field fade, but your word endures forever. Nothing can stay your hand. No one can say, "What are you doing?" We praise you. I praise you for all the ones on our battalion. Thank you for everyone on here and how they fight so hard, Lord. I just praise you for them and thank you for them. I ask you to bless them. I pray you continue to just reach out to them with your heart and help them to know you love them and you are right there beside them. And just help them to know that you're very proud of them and that you called them to this task for a reason, because you knew they were tough. You knew they had true grit. You knew they were more than conquerors. You knew what you had built into each one of them. I pray for their health, Lord. I pray you'd strengthen their bodies against any assault of the evildoers. I pray they would gain all the understanding that they need, that you would just help them to understand how they can get their health back if they have lost it, or how they can protect it for the future. And I pray, Lord, that that you would protect their families. You'd cover them with your minions, with your feathers, with your angels, that you would not let one hair fall from their heads. We pray all this in your... Oh, before I go, I want to thank you for President Trump. We just thank you for him. Thank you for him. He's so fun. He's so awesome. Just thank you for him and how courageous he is and how he just gives us a backbone to stand up and fight, fight, fight. Just bless him, protect him, and guide him. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I got to go. It's time to go. All right, guys, I love you. Okay, I'll see you Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And then don't forget Sunday at 11 a.m. All right, I think something else to tell you, but maybe I'll just tell you in the chat. All right, guys, I love you, and I will talk to you later.
Lord, to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.